Hello, and welcome to awareness.podomatic.com. Today we're going to have a little conversation about our brain and the things we value and the outside world. Many of us don't take the time to think what are the things that we value. When I was a young boy, I would see occasionally a TV show. I think many of you may know of it. It's called Baywatch. Young boy, I was enamored with the girls, the cars, California, the bicycles, the beautiful bodies. Those were the things that I valued, among a few others, right? And then, some years later, other things were there for me. A car. I really wanted a car. I wanted my favorite car. I really valued it. I valued my girlfriend. I valued going to school. Some years later, that car was no longer very important to me. It was another car that was important. And it was another girl that was important. And then at some point, I recognized that the things that I were valuing were outside of me. My life, though I had many things, was bankrupt. I remember sitting in a small cafe in Turkey. And there I was with my little glass chai, a little spoon, a little bowl of many cubes of sugar. And I was surveying all of my things, all of the objects in my life. And they became no longer important, because no matter what I had, it did not make a difference for my feeling any better. No matter how much money, no matter how many things. I looked out at the other men playing backgammon with each other, smoking cigarettes like crazy and drinking chai, laughing. They were having fun. They had not much. I was in a very small town of mostly farmers. It looked to me like the clothes on their backs were hand-me-downs for a few generations. And I was sitting there alone, barely speaking the language. Bankrupt. The things that I had long valued were worthless to me. In that moment, And that is when I started looking to what are my values, what are the things that are at the core of who I am, that if those were no longer there, my experience of life would be over. As if you were to reach into my heart and pull it out of my chest, and I would die. What is at the heart of who I am? If you take a moment and look at the heart of who you are, you will not find a car in there. You will not find a diamond ring. You will not find anything except meat, blood. It might as well be the heart of a cow. A pig, a baboon. I'll bet if I cut my heart out and the heart of a baboon and put it onto a table and said which one is a human heart, you would not know the difference. Forgive me if I sound brash, it is just how it is for human beings. There is nothing in there different than a baboon. When I say the heart of who we are, it's what takes the life out of your life. Look in your life. Where have you been walking around? Where have you been a zombie? Where have you been lethargic and tired? Where have you been where you did not want to get up in the morning? Where it was not worth getting up? Why bother? It doesn't matter anyway. This mindset, where in your life have you done it? You know you have. You cannot escape it as a human being. I am going to assert that it is your values that has you get up. It is what you are committed to that pulls on your core values. Let's go into what you are committed to. You know, I have a friend. He is a neuroscientist. Ever since he was a little boy, as far as I can remember, he knew he was going to be a neuroscientist. It is if he popped out and at 2 years old, he began saying, "I'm going to be a neuroscientist." More likely in his teens, if I remember correctly. But he is one of those special people that was born knowing what he would do. Once he knew, it was never questioned. He is a lucky one. If you look around, there are a few people you know who know exactly what they're here for, know exactly their purpose, and act like this is their purpose. As if it were handed to him, commanded, this is what you are here for. We, most of us, are not like Moses being handed from the source of creation, some tablets with commandments and with a mission to see the world living by these commandments. Most of us do not yet know what we are here for. That is the outside world. So we have the inside world, the things that we value, and the outside world, what we are here for, what we will impact that is real out in the world, in reality. Here is what happens. Without knowing the things that you truly value that are not objects, and what you are here for, missing. Without those two things, how in the world can we be used and alive? How can we be used and alive if we do not know what it is clearly that we value and that we are here for? Take a moment. What is it you are here for? Why are you taking up my space? Why are you taking up my air? Are you just another ape? There is nothing wrong with apes. The animal kingdom has it quite well. They do not suffer like we do. This thing between our ears, untold suffering. What is it that you are here for? Are you here to get things? Are you here to get objects? Are you here to get houses? Are you here to get cars? Are you here to have people do what you want to do? Is energy flowing always towards you? Or are you putting anything out into the world that makes a difference? What direction is the energy coming? What direction is the energy going from you? We breathe in and out. There is an exchange. All of us are taking, all of us are giving. Are you taking the things that fulfill you? Are you here to give the things that also fulfill you? What is it you are here for? What are the things that you value? I have not made many demands of my listeners. I have made some requests for participation in meditations, to listen, to let my words move you, and to go and have others be moved by you in your life. But I am actually going to make a demand of you. Of course, you can decline. I'm going to demand that you find, you declare, you look at yourself in the next 3 days. And you tell me what are the things that you value and what you are here for. And if you don't know, well, you can tell me you don't know. And then let that be your next step. Creating it and declaring what you really value and what you are here for now. Thank you so, so much for joining me. You can contact me via email, sri.davananda@gmail.com. You can find me at awareness.podomatic.com. Leave me a message, leave me a voicemail. It is all good. Again, thank you so much for joining me. Good night.